When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
You're welcome to the news at midday here on Joy 99.7 FM. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Our affiliates across the country and worldwide at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, tragedy at Kaswa Timber Market. Dormitory collapse. Left 3 dead and 3 injured.
There were 12 casualties involved. So through the hard work of our officers on the ground, we were able to successfully help extricate and rescue these people. Unfortunately, 3 of them died at the hospital.
We'll hear from the National Fire Service. It says 17 people were inside the structure when the incident occurred. Also, we are live on the Cape Coast Accra Highway, where 4 people are confirmed dead following an accident involving 3 vehicles. Later, NDC flag bearer John Mahama to ban government officials from applying for scholarships.
I would not apply for a scholarship for my children. None of my ministers would do it. Any political appointee must not apply for scholarships. You must pay for yourself.
He also has a special incentive for teachers and health workers. We have all the details coming your way for this bulletin. Let's start from Kaswa in the central region, where 3 people have been confirmed dead and 3 others battling for their lives after a vocational institute dormitory collapsed at the Kaswa Timber Market. The deceased include 2 females aged 16 and 18, as well as a carpenter. The fire service says 17 people were inside the Richmere Vocational Institute when the structure, which was under construction, collapsed. Member of the public relations team of the fire service, Assistant Divisional Officer 1 Alex Kenate, says the other victims are responding to treatment.
Kaswa were dispatched to the scene. The unfortunate thing was that they were not well resourced with rescue equipment, so they had to call on our station, our rescue, specialized rescue team from our national headquarters to go and assist them. Upon arrival, they realized that there were 12 casualties involved. So through the hard work of our officers on the ground, we were able to successfully help extricate and rescue these people. Unfortunately, 3 of them died at the hospital, 2 females aged 18 and 16, and then 1 carpenter who was working at the scene. So from information we gathered, it was a dormitory under construction which wasn't inhabited. But then they were letting the students, I don't know if they were volunteering, they were helping, or they were working. But then the students were the ones helping out with the construction.
We'll stay a little longer in Kaswa because some shop owners are counting their losses after fire gutted some shops at the new market. Here again is public relations officer with the fire service, Alex Kenati.
So early this morning, Sunday morning, received a call about a fire at Kasua New Market. So quickly, our team from Kasua Fire Station proceeded to the scene. Upon arrival, they realized that it's the New Market, some sheds within the New Market that was on fire, and the fire was fast spreading. So we had to call for reinforcement from our station at Budumburam and then from Dansuman to go there and help. And so as it stands now, the men have really put in their best, and the situation is under control from further spread. The sheds, a lot of the sheds have been destroyed, but we've been able to contain the fire from spreading to the wider market. Also, we faced a lot of challenges. Accessibility has always been one of the challenges we always talk about, that people seem not to pay attention to the fire service or proper demarcations in the market.
And Alex Kenate is with the Public Relations Department of the Ghana National Fire Service. I will stay a little longer in the central region because four people have been confirmed dead with several injured after a Sprinter bus collided with an articulated truck at Atabazi on the Cape Coast Takoradi Highway. Here is Dr. Papa Kojo Imbro, head of the emergency unit at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital.
AM this morning, we received about 12 people in the ER having been involved in an RTA. They are all being taken care of. Unfortunately, we have lost four of them. Among of the four who were dead was a woman and a baby. All the rest are being continuously assessed as a security right now.
So how many people can you confirm were brought in?
I can confirm that about 12 people were brought to the emergency department. But of the 12 people who were brought to the emergency department, two were brought in dead, and two, unfortunately, did not make it whilst we were doing resuscitation. But the rest are still being assessed as I'm speaking to you right now.
And that's the head of the emergency unit at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, Dr. Papa Kojo Imbro. To the Ashanti, when one person is reported dead after a gang of armed robbers allegedly attacked a gold dealership shop in Mankranso community of the Ashanti region. Emmanuel Bright Kweku has more in this report.
Five people are reported to have been hit by the bullets. One of them, identified only as Kwame, is said to have died on the spot after he was shot in his abdomen. The other four people who suffered injuries to their chest and arm and other parts of their body were rushed to the Mankranso Hospital and subsequently referred to the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital for treatment. Two of them have since been treated and discharged. I was in a vehicle coming from Kunsu to Mankranso when we were stopped on our way into the township. We were alerted of an armed robbery operation ahead of us. The robbers were shooting repeatedly in the air. I saw two people. One was on the verge of dying and the other had his intestines showing. The robbers bolted with gold, sums of money and other valuables, including those of customers and shop attendants. We understand the people were resisting the operations of the robbers, and that's what resulted in them being shot. The police in the area are on a manhunt for the robbers. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
To some other stories now, and former President John Dramani Mahama says all government appointees and politically exposed individuals under his administration will be exempted as beneficiaries of the National Scholarship Program. According to Mr. Mahama, the current MPP-led administration has mismanaged scholarship schemes in the country intended for underprivileged individuals. Speaking at the launch of the NDC manifesto on Saturday, Mr. Mahama called for significant reforms to ensure that scholarships are distributed fairly and transparently.
Government scholarships have been fraught with a lot of, calabule. We want to streamline it, and as I've said, persons with conflict of interest will not be allowed to apply for scholarships. I would not apply for a scholarship for my children. None of my ministers will do it. Any political appointee must not apply for scholarships. You must pay for yourself. Leave the scholarships for the children of the underprivileged. Those who cannot afford it are the ones who must get the scholarships. We'll abolish teacher licensure exams and integrate it into the licensing process in their final year exam. We'll institute the Teacher Dabre project. And what this means is that any new school we are building must be accompanied by accommodation for teachers.
The former president, who is also flabber of the NDC, also announced special incentives for teachers and health workers.
Most of our teachers and health workers don't want to go to rural areas. Everybody wants to serve in the city. And so we're going to map out what we define as rural areas. If you accept posting to go there, you'll get 20% of your basic salary as an incentive, as an allowance to teach in the rural area. Expand infrastructure to ensure prompt employment of nurses and teachers. Assist teachers to own their own vehicles of their choice by offering flexible duty payment arrangements and employer guarantees in partnership with teacher unions and the banking sector. We will encourage teachers to take loans to own their own cars, teachers and other public sector workers. And so your bank will pay for the car. We will deduct it from your salary and pay it straight to the bank. And what we'll do is, we will not waive the duty on the vehicle. What we'll do is, we'll allow you to pay the duty in small installments until you finish paying the duty, so that the car is yours. You'll be using the car while paying bit by bit by bit. I didn't say one CD, two CDs. That will take 1,000 years to pay.
And before we go, farmers in the Bono East region continue to count their losses after the recent dry spell left their farms vulnerable and their crops dried out due to the absence of adequate water supply. Our regional correspondent Anas has visited a 100-acre of maize farm in Kentambo South District, where some farmers say they are struggling to salvage their dwindling crops and call on government for support. There's more in this report.
Known by many as the food basket of the nation, the Bono East region produces quite a significant percentage of the food that has been consumed here in the country, with the Techiman Central Market being the major food crop market in the country. The recent drought or dry spell has caused havoc to many farmlands in this part of the country. Maize farmers, cassava farmers, beans farmers, yam farmers, and what have you, all, you know, lamenting the difficulties they've been through due to the absence of adequate rains in recent times to ensure that their farm produce, you know, grow well. Today, we are here in this part of the country, precisely in the Kentambo South district of the Bono East region, where we are engaging some farmers to ascertain the level of destruction the current dry spell has had on their farmlands.
What has gone into this investment, as far as I know, is very huge. Very, very huge.
Prince John, a poor teacher at Itishima High School, tells me that he has lost not less than 200,000 cedis in ensuring that the land is prepared for the investment.
It wouldn't be less than, you know, 200,000. 200, that is about 2 billion. Yeah, more than that. But the rough estimate would be about 2 billion.
Well, so that's the challenge some farmers are facing in the Bono East region. Well, that's it for the news. At 12, you're enjoying us. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com. Have a good afternoon.